Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host for this evening or day or whatever, Andy Goldstein. And it's a good old podcast we've got. And I don't know what you think. You probably listen to this every day. Oh, you say that every time. I do say that every time, but that's because I'm telling the truth. I'm not a liar. Well, not in this case anyway. And we begin with Tony Cascarino, who's as Irish as I am. That means, of course, not Irish. In fact, he was never Irish. Even his ancestors weren't even Irish. How on earth was he even allowed to play for Ireland? Surely someone's doing some background checks. Anyway, Tony Cascarino, the Englishman, was talking this morning on Breakfast, and he was given his reasons as to why Pochettino is the Tim Henman of managers.
There's a lot of scrutiny for Maurizio Pochettino at the moment. Is it warranted? And is he one of the... Because I think he's the bookie's favourite. Is that a genuine threat that Spurs could, in some form, lose Maurizio Pochettino?
Well, it's the first time he's faced adversity as a manager. He's had 5 years of, we say success, but getting them into the Champions League, not winning anything, obviously. I think a lot of their... What's been missed... Some of their cup performances, as in the League Cup and the FA Cup, have been dreadful along that time. And OK, he's fielded second-string teams. It's a real strange one for Poch because now he's facing a challenge that he's got a team, and certainly defensively, are far poorer than they were 18 months ago. He's got a goalkeeper. I know he's got injured, and it was a horrible injury. I've never been a fan of Lloris. I think he's a great shot stopper. He makes certain types and saves. He's not good with his feet, and he's sometimes can make horrendous errors. You know, he did one in the World Cup final, mm-hmm. You know, but he's won the World Cup.
Just a quick one. In the break, you said something about Tim Henman. You said, what did you say?
Well, no, I used a line in a newspaper column for I do for the Times, and I said he's the, you know, Maurizio's the, to me, the Tim Henman of football management, because I didn't mean it in a... Look, Tim Henman made a Wimbledon final and it was the highlight of his career, but he didn't achieve winning things as in majors in tennis. I see that with Poch, that he's got to the final of last year, that is as good as it got. When they'd lost an enormous amount of games last season as well, and they weren't as good a team last season as they were the year before, so it's just, I don't see at the moment Poch winning anything
with Spurs.
Unless he does a complete refurb of his back four, goalkeeper, and probably in a couple of areas in midfield as well. So it's a big refurb. They've got a lot of good players attacking wise. I just don't think the team matches up elsewhere.
There you go, Tony Cascarino alongside Laura Woods on Breakfast. Big Al will be back. It says here, no, he might not be back. We don't know when Big Al's going to be back. It all depends how many he's had the night before and whether or not his alarm goes off and whether or not he rolls out of bed and he's rolled down to the shower and then rolled into the shower and then rolled out of it and rolled onto some kind of drying equipment and then rolled into the lift at TalkSport up to the 17th floor and then rolled into the studio. And if all that happens, he'll be back on Breakfast. If not, it would just be Woodsy. Anyway, moving on. It was me and Jason Cundy on Drive Time. And we were lucky enough to have Jamie Carragher on the show talking about Trent Alexander-Arnold and whether or not at some stage in his career, Trent's, not Jamie's, he's retired obviously, it would be good to move him into midfield.
In terms of his creativity, he's still getting probably as many assists, probably just behind De Bruyne, I'd probably say, in the Premier League from fullback as well. And it's not the old position fullback, you know, as I famously said, no one wants to grow up and be a Gary Neville. it's actually a very, very important role, isn't it? Now, and you know, you see that from Liverpool and other fullbacks now, and how involved fullbacks are in the game. They probably have more touches of the ball than anyone. I don't know what the stats are, but I think fullbacks probably touch the ball more than anyone. So he's massively involved, but I definitely see going forward, if he wanted to play that role, or if Liverpool had another right back coming through, or Liverpool wanted more creativity in the midfield, because that is a criticism at times. But there's no doubt, on the ball, he's probably better than what Liverpool have in those players. But those players have different strengths, really. But you could imagine him in that Kevin De Bruyne position, just tucks in on the right, and you see the assists De Bruyne has from a different position. Sense, who's obviously more wider and crossing it, De Bruyne's more passing it, really, and maybe that's something that we could see in the future.
It's slightly underrated, I think, putting in crosses from wide areas, because once you see someone that can deliver, and one of the best I've ever seen was David Beckham, and there's an element of that, but it's about putting it in the right areas, the right trajectory, the right pace. It's actually an incredibly difficult skill.
It is. And I mean, I was fortunate to play with another player. You know, you talk about Beckham, and you mentioned the boys, probably Steven Gerrard. And we're not actually talking about real wingers here. They're just those players who probably prefer to play centre, but just come over to find themselves in that right side, not necessarily looking to beat a fullback and get half the yard, really. It's more just that they get the ball and they almost can just play it from wherever they have the ball stuck under the feet. And it is a fantastic ability. Probably something we don't see as much now, because so many wide players play on the opposite side. If you like, you look to cut inside and maybe make passes, yeah, you can still cross doing that. But I don't think there's anything better. Certainly at this moment, you see a great cross going, whether that was Trent or Kevin De Bruyne. I mean, some of the assists De Bruyne's had in the last three or four seasons, I mean, they're just out of this world. And I think probably when his time finishes, I know we're on talking about Trent, but I think we're talking about one of the best passes the ball to ever play in the Premier League is that good.
On to the mid-morning show now, and Trevor Sinclair was talking about Gareth Southgate and how his United England squad. And if there is a decision to walk off the pitch, it will have to come from him.
I would say it would be initiated from Gareth. I was in the squad with Gareth, absolutely well-rounded guy, very friendly with all the players, you know. He wouldn't, from one of the lower clubs, I think it was at Villa at the time. He's not one of the big clubs, so back in the day, the golden generation, they would be a little bit clicky. The United players would be over there, the Liverpool players would be over there. Where was I at? West Ham. So I was with like the...
You had no mates there.
Yeah, really no mates. No, we had a few, me, JMO, Joe Cole. So there was a few of us, but we would go with the rest. That's not the same now. And I think Gareth's one of the main reasons why it's not the same. He's made sure that all the players integrate throughout different teams, throughout the Premier League. I think it's a much better environment for players, and I feel he would have initiated this conversation, because obviously it's something that needs to be dealt with. Players are suffering who shouldn't be. You know, these are young, some of these really young players. They shouldn't be exposed to this situation. You know, it's one of the proudest moments of your career, playing for your country, and then to go into that situation and be racially abused and it be allowed, and you know, like I said earlier, a Mickey Mouse fine be given to that nation, it's unacceptable for me. So I think they've been very frank in the discussion. I think everyone would have had their contribution, and I feel as a group, they've come to the right decision, because I feel this will certainly put the shoe on the other foot, and UEFA and FIFA will have to deal with it properly.
Imagine if a nation came to Wembley and subject to racial taunting from any section of the crowds, a team or that team who were visiting us walked off. How embarrassing for a nation, for the FA. What would you expect the Bulgarian FA to feel if what we're talking about today, which there is a real threat of potentially happening, if that were actually to happen on Monday or Tuesday night?
Well, I feel if they're good people and they understand that football's for everyone, not just for a certain race or a certain colour, I think they'll be disgusted with it as well. So they should take the measures and be proactive and keep the people that they feel could cause these problems out of the stadium. It's as simple as that. Now, if you're fined a huge amount of money and if you're taken out of the competition for this happening, I'm sure they'll do it better next time. And I think that's got to be the stance. A huge fine, maybe taken out of the competition, and then I think you'll start seeing things move in the right direction.
Just very, very briefly, you mentioned about the racism that you suffered when you were playing for the under-21s and with the senior team.
Me and my teammates, yeah.
Yeah, so did did you not have reservations then of playing for England and going to these countries?
No, because listen, remember, Natalie, I started playing in 1989. Mm. This was a common thing in them days, unfortunately. Socially, it was quite a common thing to hear on the terraces. I think we've moved on massively from there, and I feel it's a lot less. We've still got issues, as in community has got issues, and our, you know, our society's got issues. But I feel it is getting better, and I think it's all about education. The more we talk about it, the more we educate people from different areas of the country, from different races, I feel we'll get that togetherness, and hopefully football can be a catalyst to move people on.
On now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, brackets with Laura Woods, close brackets. And Ian Holloway was suggesting he would run to Sunderland for a job. I don't know what job. Maybe if, like, Greggs needs someone behind the counter, or there's a Witherspoons that are looking for bar staff. Maybe he'd go. I don't know. Let's sit back and listen together, shall we?
What a job that is for somebody. You're guaranteed however many thousand a week, and you've got to produce. For me, that's life. You've got to do it. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity with a great fan base to actually get things going again.
Is that a yes, then, if you were to be offered it?
Oh, do you know what, Laura? I'd run up there. I'd run up now. I'd have to start now because Glastonbury's a long way away. But I've never been favourite for anything. I've always been an underdog. I would love the challenge of a football club like that. Hang on, wait a minute. We've got a bit. I know it's different. It's a wonderful job for somebody. Whoever they want to choose, motivational skills like you won't believe. At the end of the day, it's about bringing that crowd back with the team. Everybody's going to have money. But long term, you have to be a club that gets thousands and thousands and thousands of people through your turnstiles week in, week out to be a big club. You have to be now because the rules have changed.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Starting with some breaking news coming into us here at TalkSport. England's World Cup group decider against France on Saturday has been cancelled due to the approach of a super typhoon. For the first time in 9 instalments of the tournament, a match will not be played as World Rugby act in the face of a tropical storm which has been described as violent. With all games cancelled due to weather problems registered as scoreless draws, it means England will progress as Pool C winners into the quarterfinals, where they almost certainly will face Australia.
Over now to Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs, but it wasn't Andy Jacobs because he was off. In his place was Charlie Baker, and this is them two talking about stuff on their show.
Pep Guardiola, there's a new book about Pep at City, and it talks about, we talked about the fine system at Real Madrid, and I bored Andy Ridgid with it, actually.
Oh.
But at City, he has a kind of different forfeit system. They spin a wheel, they have a roulette wheel. If you turn up late for training, that sort of thing, he sets you to work.
Oh, I like
he
that.
Doesn't just take money off you because he knows, you know, when you're minted, who cares?
Yeah, you are.
So they spin the wheel, and you have to do something to compensate the team. Mm-hmm. Punishments include helping the kit man, the groundsman, the analysts, and that's not much of a forfeit, is it?
Yeah.
The analysts, although, or in the kitchen staff.
All right.
Benjamin Mendy apparently has had several stints in the laundry room when he's rocked up
preparing for life after the game, Paul.
Yeah,
they all need something to go
they're
to.
They're all going to need another train,
exactly,
aren't they?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They can't all go and run pubs.
No,
they're not all going to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Sweet
so
shop.
With that in mind, we found out what's been going on with the England boys out in Japan if they mess up. Sam Underhill admits that one of the things that the players that step out of line do is they get involved in the coaches or the players' urine checks. They help the coaches with the players' urine checks.
And right.
Apologies if you're having a bit of a late lunch. But Sam says you put it through a spectrometer to check how diluted or concentrated it is. The coaches normally do it, but you have to assist. This is your forfeit.
Right. Well, you have to hold it for
plastic,
him.
Plastic gloved up, he says, receiving these nice warm pots from the lads. Probably not the way you want to start the day. But honestly, you wouldn't turn up late again, would you?
It sounds much more of a rugby thing, that.
It does, you know. It does. Working with the analysts or handling of your teammates.
Oh yeah, I'm assuming when they say handling, I'm assuming they mean the pots. They're not having to hold anything else for them.
No. It's not a Gillian McKeith situation.
Gloved hand.
This is your card.
Back now to Drive Time. As I mentioned earlier, it was me alongside Jason Cundy, and this is old Moonface talking about the Chelsea youngsters getting their chance under Lampard. Oh, we're so good!
We have a group of youngsters right now that are going to be in around Chelsea's first 11 for many years to come. And it's an exciting time as a Chelsea fan. Really exciting that we have got, for years, people have slaughtered Chelsea and they've been hammering us about, oh, you're not bringing players coming through. And the ones do you send out on loan? All of those players that we've just mentioned there, except for Callum Hudson-Odoi, have been out on loan, got the experience, and now they've come back. And now that Chelsea are giving these young players an opportunity, you're slaughtering
them. Because you have to.
I'm not slaughtering a player. He doesn't have to play, Tammy.
I'm not slaughtering a player. Oh, he does. Who are you playing up front?
Giroud? Now, what would Sarri have done?
Come on. You don't need to be a brain surgeon to know that you've got to play. If you want a bit of pace in the team, you don't play Giroud.
That's why. The point I'm making is Frank is showing these young players there's a pathway through. And right now, being a Chelsea fan, this is exciting as I've been about seeing these young players come through. As I can remember, the last two managers, Conte's last year was a tough watch. Sarri last year, even though we won a trophy, we got top four, there were parts that it was not a happy place. Right now, there is not a Chelsea fan out there that doesn't have genuine hope, genuine belief that this could be a special bunch of players.
Based on wins against Southampton, Brighton, Norwich and Wolves.
These are young kids. Some of these kids are making their debut, their Premier League debuts.
Because you have to.
But look at them. Look what they're doing. And these are young. They're only going to get better. And right now, we have got every game I've seen improvement. Every single game.
Now, I've got an email in here that says, Andy, let me ask you, you did drive in this podcast, so I'm assuming you were on the sports bar as well. Double bubble, 6 hours on TalkSport. Fantastic, good stuff. No, sadly, that's not the case. It was Adam Catchall and Chris Iwelamo doing the sports bar, which means, of course, two things, that me and Jay weren't on it. And secondly, if you want to fast forward the next bit, you can.
We've all been caught out at some point, right? We've all been caught out. How were we caught out, or how did you catch somebody out? That's the better story. How did you catch somebody out? All right. Now, Colleen's there, obviously, going through her Instagram account. She's blocking people in order to whittle it down to the weakest link. That's what she's doing. Now, this reminds me of a story of my mid-20s, Christopher. And I'm going to share this with the lovely people on the radio because I come out of this looking really good, right? So that's the reason why I'm going to share this. Now, when I was a fledgling radio presenter up in Preston, in the northwest of England, I was working on a radio station there, and a radio show there that was 7 till 10 in the evening. Now, as a young guy in my early 20s, I want it to be the best show in the world, Chris, right? So I'm working hard, therefore skipping meals, which was a bad thing to be doing. I didn't get time for dinner of the evening. Now, because I was still living at home in my early 20s, my mum took pity on me and she started making me a packed lunch, right? Now, I used to take this packed lunch to my show every single evening. I used to put it on the fridge when I got there at 3-4 in the afternoon. I'd go off into my office there and I'd be working away with my team to say, right, this is what we're going to do on the show tonight. And it gets to around about 6 and I think, my mum's done me dinner. I'll get upstairs and I'll put it in the microwave and away we go. Now, over a couple of weeks, I think somebody in the office got a little bit clued up that my mum was sorting out my dinner. And they decided to help themselves to it. Which is absolutely uncalled for, isn't it? You know what I mean? I'm a young lad wanting a feed and there's no food left because somebody's gone in and robbed me tea. So I think to myself, I need to find out who this is. And after a couple of weeks of asking around and trying to decipher who it was, I was none the wiser. They were all obviously sticking up for each other and thinking that it was funny that the evening show presenter's dinner was going missing. So I had a little bit of fun by myself. My mum did me a wonderful pasta tuna bake one night. I'll tell you something. I was looking forward to eating it, but I thought to myself, I'm going to sacrifice the moment tonight to catch the culprit. That's what I'm going to do. I went to the chemist and bought myself some laxatives. That's what I did, Chris. That's what I did. And I sprayed it all over that pasta tuna bake. Let me tell you, son, I had some right fun. I stuck it in the fridge and I thought to myself, right, you little so-and-so, let's see if you enjoy me dinner tonight. I left it for about an hour or so, didn't think anything of it. I set up camp just by the toilet area in the radio station with all my radio equipment ready to catch the culprit. Lo and behold, Gavin Edwards, you know who you are, son. He came flying down the stairs. It was coming out of both ends, Chris, let me tell you. He didn't nick me dinner again. There you go. That's how we got caught, let me tell you.
That's it for another podcast. Well done. It's one of my favourites we've done this week. It's up there in the top three so far. And a reminder that Russia are playing Scotland on TalkSport 2 from 6 p.m. So if you do want to listen to that, tune in. If not, just pull your nails out. Anyway, I will be back on Drive later on today. Today being Thursday, I'll be alongside Goffey. Jason will be back on the sports bar, so you don't have to forward that bit on in tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.